Now living in Chicago, former Michigan band Steve Leaf and the Expats are returning to Kalamazoo to play at Bell's Brewery on July 18th. They just released their fifth album called Three Circles and a Speaker in June, though it's their first full-length album. And I'm talking with lead guitarist Steve Leaf himself here on WMUK. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. And you actually live in Chicago now, but you used to live in Michigan.
I did, yeah. I grew up, kind of all over east of Detroit and kind of made a home for myself in Howell for a while and then ended up going to school in East Lansing and then kind of chased the dream to Chicago.
And how long have you been in Chicago?
I've been in Chicago on and off. I lived here for 2 years, and then I moved abroad for a while, and then I moved back to Michigan, and now I've been here for another 2 years, actually.
And you actually had a very big life change that happened in January. You left your job to pursue music full time. Talk about that a little bit.
That would be last year. I was teaching. I taught ESL for a long time abroad in Korea and Australia.
Can you say what ESL is? Sorry.
Oh, my apologies. English is a second language. So I taught primarily native Korean speakers. And as fun as that was, I always had the nagging of playing music full time. So I decided to go for it. And it's been working out.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
So can you describe your sound?
It's we kind of call it, ambient or space rock, I guess. We've got a lot of influences such as anyone from Radiohead to Pink Floyd to Portishead. That is kind of the aim, and we try to kind of execute it as such.
Sort of like an indie, more kind of soft approach, but with big message.
Yeah, a big message and a soft approach, but it kind of, there's a lot of builds in the songs, a lot of crescendos, kind of a post-rock vibe, like Cigaros or Explosions in the Sky. But the lyrics are a little bit more understandable.
And you have a very unique vocal style. It's been called somewhat sultry. I think that's very interesting. How did you develop your voice?
I played in a band for a long time with actually another Michigan guy named Chris Dorman. And it was only the two of us, so we had to fill the space quite a bit with just our voices. So that's when I started to develop, a lot of layers and a lot of harmonies. And then after I played in that band, I just wanted to use my voice more as an instrument. So I started to, just play with dynamics and, how can I, go, whether the song is in a falsetto or if it's more of my chest voice, how can I just help my voice sound as good as it can be, but I don't know if I'm necessarily there yet, but that's kind of how I've developed it.
Well, it's a very interesting sound, and I think that you really do accomplish that with making it an instrument. It has kind of almost a jazz sort of element to it.
Yeah, sometimes it's about conveying a message via the lyrics, but a lot of the times it's oohs or it's lahs or just some sort of noise to accompany the rest of the band.
So let's talk about the new album. What were you looking to accomplish with this Three Circles and a Speaker?
Well, in January of last year, I moved to Australia with my girlfriend. She had received a job position down there, so that was kind of when I made the decision to, quit my job and head down there. So I moved down there and, we were kind of living not necessarily a meager lifestyle, but, you know, Australia is an expensive place. So we tried to buckle down on expenses. And three circles and a speaker is actually a saying from the People's Revolution in China, just meaning that there's the three circles are a radio, a sewing machine. A bicycle, a sewing machine, and a wristwatch. And the speaker is a radio. And the saying kind of goes that if you have those four things, then you're doing pretty good in life. You know, you don't need much more. So it's kind of a call for, I guess, simplicity and, you know, to be happy with what you have. So that's kind of the message, because writing the songs down there was, you know, just me and an acoustic guitar. I didn't have much else to write with. I guess that's really all you need to write the songs. But I saw that saying on the BBC one day, and it just kind of resonated with me, because I like to think of myself as a kind of simple guy.
Yeah, and you know, you have that concept, but you also produced it with a full band.
Yeah, it was kind of we had released a couple other projects, and the full band finally just kind of came together in a really nice way. And, you know, we recorded some of it here in Chicago. We recorded a lot of it in Kalamazoo, actually, at Double Felix Studios. And it was nice to, you know, hear it from these rough demos on, you know, just on GarageBand on a Mac computer, and then to take them into the studio with, you know, guitars and drums and keyboards and other vocalists. It was, you know, quite an explosion, I guess, of just ideas, and, you know, the sound got a lot bigger.
So I guess your idea was to kind of still have that, you know, harmonies and vocals and guitar and drums, but, you know, to make it pretty minimalist as far as production goes. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, definitely. We headed to Kalamazoo one weekend, I think last June, and the idea was just kind of buckle down in the studio for about a day and a half, and we recorded everything live. We kind of just set ourselves to a time limit to say, this is the time we have. We're not really going to, you know, think about this way too much. We have the ideas. We have some good melodies here. Let's lay them down. So it's good, because I think it came out. We did a few rounds of overdubs to you know, lay over some other guitars and some other instruments. But at the end of the day, I wanted kind of a raw sound, and I think that we got that in this record.
And I thought it was really interesting that each of the songs on the album is kind of telling a story. On your Kickstarter campaign, it says that some of them are from personal experience, and then some are stories that are made up, like a criminal sent to a distant planet to carry out his prison sentence. You know, that's a pretty creative story. Have you ever thought of becoming a fiction writer?
I do have, you know, quite a few short stories that I'm always working on that are kind of sitting on my desktop on my computer that I'm trying to finish up here and there. That song was actually, it was inspired by an episode of The Twilight Zone, where a man is, you know, sent to a distant planet and he falls in love with a robot. But anyways, I kind of worked off that to come up with an idea of, like, well, what would happen if, you know, a guy was really sent to another planet because he didn't pay his taxes or something like that. That was kind of the thought for that tune.
And, you know, those are kind of, well, you know, I guess it's the definition of a ballad. You know, do you think that ballads are going by the wayside, or, you know, do you think they're coming back?
You know, that I probably would have agreed with that probably a couple years ago. But the more that I get into, you know, songwriters, whether they be, you know, famous songwriters or just people around town, I think that, you know, storytelling within songwriting is very much there. I think of my good friend Ryan Anderson in Nashville, or, you know, famous songwriters like Gordon Lightfoot or Josh Ritter, who just have a way of weaving stories together. You know, I think that the best feeling you can have is when you get goosebumps when you're listening to a song, because the melody is there, the lyrics are there, and it's just kind of this encapsulating experience. And that's what we tried to execute with a few of those tunes on the record.
So what's next for you? On our emails, it sounded like you were thinking about moving back to Michigan.
Yeah, well, I actually just got word that one of my best friends from childhood is actually moving back to Michigan, and that kind of, you know, pushed me in the right direction. We spend most of our time on the weekends touring back to Michigan, so I've been talking with my girlfriend about it, and, you know, she's on board. We don't have any concrete plans yet, but it's definitely on the you know, the idea is there. We'd love to head back.
So, you know, what is it about Michigan that, you know, you just keep coming back to play here?
You know, I am asked that all the time by, you know, bands and songwriters in Chicago. Chicago has a burgeoning scene and a very vibrant scene here as well. But I think when I was going to college in Michigan, I kind of cut my teeth playing, you know, coffee shops in East Lansing and Grand Rapids and Traverse City, and just got hooked up with a network of musicians that are very supportive. And, you know, if you want to play music, and, you know, you can do it, you can make it happen. So I think that accompanied just with the way of life in Michigan, it's a little bit slower than the city life here. It's a perfect storm for if you want to be a creative person, you can do it.
That was Steve Leaf from Steve Leaf and the Expats. They're going to be playing at Bell's Brewery on July 18th. See our website for more info. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.